Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the ultimate showdown, finding the best way to cook chicken wings. Buckle up, wing enthusiasts.
I'm starving already. So, what cooking methods are we throwing into the ring?
We're talking smoked, grilled, fried, and air-fried, all vying for the title of champion.
A four-way battle royale. And the seasoning?
A genius blend of Big Bad Barbecue Ale and smoked garlic jalapeno lager. A sweet, smoky, and spicy concoction. Plus, a honey fire barbecue and buffalo sauce mix for dipping. Oh, and a special shout out to the smoked fried method. A personal favorite, though not a contender today.
Intriguing. So, walk us through the play-by-play.
Smoked wings hit the smoker first. Low and slow at 225 to 250 degrees. Fried wings take a dive into 350 degree canola oil. Safety first, folks. Grilled wings get a nice char on the fire grill. And air-fried wings, they embrace the electric fire.
And the judging criteria?
A blind taste test, both naked and sauced. First, the naked wings are judged on pure flavor. Then, the sauced wings get their turn in the spotlight. Our judge? My lovely wife, a connoisseur of fine food and drink.
The tension is palpable. So, who emerged victorious?
In a stunning upset, smoked wings took the crown, both naked and sauced. The smoky flavor profile was simply irresistible. Grilled came in a respectable second, with fried and air-fried tying for third.
Wow, a dark horse wins the race. Any final thoughts?
This was a truly delicious experiment. It just goes to show, sometimes the classics reign supreme. Don't be afraid to experiment with different methods. But if you want a guaranteed winner, smoke those wings. And don't forget to check out the description for more wingtastic content. Stay so freaking delicious, everyone. Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna.
Goodbye.